This is the Need to Know podcast from the Computer Information Agency, with information for business and IT professionals. For more information, advertising opportunities, and to download other shows, visit ciaops.podbean.com. This is episode 38 with David Hall and Richard Denny, and is brought to you by the Computer Information Agency. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ciaops.com. Welcome along to another Need to Know podcast from the Computer Information Agency. My name is Robert Crane, and in this episode, we're going to have a bit of a change of pace. We're going to move a bit away from the IT side and look at some business. So what I would like to do firstly is introduce two guests today. Firstly, welcome David Hall and also Richard Denny.
Thanks, Robert. David Hall speaking. So thanks very much for that intro. Wanted to talk tonight a little bit, I guess, about what we do, Richard and myself, and that is that we predominantly look to help small business get their act together, if you like. And I mean, I don't mean that derogatively, as in that you haven't got your act together, but maybe you want to make a bit more money, maybe you want to have a bit more freedom, maybe you're tied to the computer too much, and you're just not seeing enough of your family. This is what Richard and I try and do. To free people from the shackles, if you like, of their businesses. And our business is Business Wealth Builders. And you can go onto our website, businesswealthbuilders.com.au, have a look at that, and you'll see a little bit about what we're up to. But that's predominantly what we do. And Robert and I met with Richard. We met through a group called meetup.com, which was a fantastic way to meet new people in business, like-minded people, which is always fantastic to start a morning. Our breakfast one, in fact, meets up every Tuesday morning, and fantastic people get together, and we just talk about life, business, the pros and cons of being in as an entrepreneur, maybe how to strategize and make more money. But it's just a really good way to start the day. And I'm going to throw right now to Richard, because Richard is someone that is that we met up a long time ago. And he's the other half of Business Wealth Builders. And he is an IT genius. I mean, the reason that we're in business together is because I'm a techno moron. And when it comes to computers, I don't know the first thing about them. I don't know how to set up websites. I don't know how to do online marketing. But I'm learning very quickly because I've got Richard as my business partner. So, Richard, come on and let's have a talk.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Yeah, so my name is Richard Denny. I'll give you guys a bit of my background as well, because it's really important, you know, where I've come from. I actually started out working at Microsoft. So I did a couple of years working at Microsoft Technical Support, and that gave me a great sort of foundation in IT, and then I went off and started up a business as an IT consultant. And there's a lot of things that I learned about that. And one of the things which I've found for IT people is you can have the most brilliant IT or technical skills in the world, but it's actually the business skills which are really important if you actually want to build a successful business. So I've actually put a lot of time and commitment and a lot of effort into developing my own business education, and that's what's really paid off. And It's such a brilliant thing. I mean, David just mentioned before about the meetup group. And the reason that we want to talk quite a bit about that tonight is it's actually a brilliant way to build some real community. And there's so many opportunities out there when you can actually meet with, or you can actually create a group which is for your target market. So if you've got a target market of clients, you can create a group which supports them. And that's what we've done. And it's proven to be a brilliant strategy. And, Robert will agree with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the way that I've come about this was that, you know, being a traditional nuts and bolts engineer, IT person, I soon realised that, you know, a lot of the technology is moving to the consumer focus, and, again, need to get out there and listen to what the real people are and what they're doing and what they're asking. But also in business, you tend to, I think, get locked in a bit to your own peer group, and they're sort of telling you things that you like to hear rather than things that do confront you or challenge you. So the first step I took in that process was to, you know, go into the meetup.com and actually create my own little group. And work with that and get a few people, and that proved you know, not too bad, but not what I was after. And the good thing about Meetup is then I did, you know, a bit of a search, and the David and Richard's group came across my radar, so I thought, oh, you know, look, I'll give it a try. early morning breakfast. So, got up early, went down there, and like I said, haven't looked back since. Basically, what I get out of it is it's a whole room of very diverse opinions. They're bringing problems, they're bringing issues, they're bringing challenges to the table, and you can help them and they can help you. So that's really what I've got out of it. I suppose what we're trying to convey here is the, you know, firstly the benefits of that, but, you know, I mean, Richard and David, you know, what was your initial thinking behind wanting to create this meetup group? Was it, you know, to just get to people together, or where was the genesis of it?
It's actually quite funny where it started, and David, you're probably about to jump in and say the same thing, but we actually started out just basically we met ourselves there for we used to meet there for breakfast quite regularly, and one day we just thought, why not invite some other people along? We'll actually turn this into just a weekly thing that we do, and we'll try and build up a group of entrepreneurs. And we were expecting, I'm not kidding, we were expecting to get what, one person? We would have been happy if just one person showed up at our first meetup group.
Well, we're actually building our business whilst having coffee and breakfast. It was a fantastic way to start a business. Yeah. And I remember speaking to the owner, David, of the cafe, and he came over and said, "What are you guys up to? You come down here with your laptops and your iPads and your iPhones, and you're making notes all the time. You're here, you know, quite often. What's going on?" And I remember saying to him, "We're starting up a business, and we're all fresh-faced, and you know, we're getting in partnership together." And he said, "That's exactly how I started my first business." And I looked at him and I said, "David, that's exactly how I started my first business, in a cafe." And it just seems that cafes are a great way to casually begin business. Some people think you need to go from nothing to high-rise, multi-million-dollar buildings. That isn't the case. Every one of my business, and I've had probably seven over my lifetime, and I'm currently running about five, but every one of those has started with nothing, and they've started in a bedroom or they've started in a garage, because you don't have the startup costs and startup income initially in a business. And it's later on that you say to yourself, what do I need to surround myself with? And Richard and I pretty much just said, well, we just need to surround ourselves with more of the same. And that's when we just expanded that whole approach into the cafe scene and said, can we have a room? And this David, the owner of the cafe, said, yeah, guys, the room upstairs, yours every Tuesday morning. And he gives it to us for nothing. So we've virtually got, well, we've got an office for nothing, didn't we?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
And the group that come there are just fantastic. I mean, Robert, you're there every week. You're so loyal to the group, and what your input into that group is amazing. And I can see people's faces changing all the time, and their mindsets are changing from the information that we're delivering to the table and the information they're giving back to us as well. But the trick here, I think, is always make it fun. Nobody wants to come to a meeting as such, and we call them meetups because that's meetup.com. But we don't want to go somewhere and not have fun. So try and keep any group meetings that you have very loose and engaging and a little bit of fun, plenty of laughter, because that's the best way to start a day. Would you agree, Robert?
I think what the big thing is that, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, probably have been to networking events, or, you know, and they tend to be very structured. You know, they follow a typically you know, an American format, and there's, you know, certain rules and guidelines and requirements. And, you know, initially it's, you know, but again, you feel very uncomfortable in some of those groups. I found it very pushy, and especially if you know, an IT person is generally not an outgoing person, and you know, it has sometimes difficulty breaking the ice. So coming into that sort of environment can be very threatening, and I suppose it's you're less likely to continue on with it. But like I said, the meetup group that you guys run is basically you turn up, like I said, and you share your thoughts and listen to others and contribute where you can, and enjoy, like I said, a good meal. And sooner or later, you find that, you know, something is relevant, or someone comes up to you, or you can help somebody. And I think, you know, that's the important thing, that there is that growth. But the benefit I've seen is the ability to go in there, and then as you get more comfortable with the people that attend, you can then approach them, and you know, your networking generally improves. So that's the way I see it.
Yeah, I see the whole underlying experience is that we obviously want to make more money. That's the reason for being in business. but it doesn't hurt to be around really good friends and really good acquaintances and really like-minded people whilst you're making more money. Because some of those deals, what was one of the deals, Richard, that was on the table for one of the meetup? It was about a $150,000 deal was done.
It was about a $150,000 deal was done between two people that had never, ever met each other before. And they just, you know, met at the breakfast meeting and they figured out that they were able to help each other. And yeah, I think it was a $150,000 deal was done. Now that's a pretty good breakfast.
How many doors would you have to knock on even just to get an appointment with somebody to make that sort of deal? This is the power of these meetup groups, is that you're sharing information and getting friendships built and rapport built between each other at breakfast. Now, it might take a few weeks. Obviously, you don't bulldoze your way into these meetup groups and start demanding people give you $150,000 deals. That just doesn't happen. The deals happen because there's a synergy between two parties and they can help each other, as Robert just said before.
I think that, I said it, the big benefit is that, for me, is you get to experience people who aren't in your industry. So, you know, you've got people there who do you know, scrapbooking, they do vitamin supplements, they do manufacturing, and that gives you a completely different aspect on you know, your little world, and sort of, I think, broadens your horizons. And also, I think the other thing is it's a bit inspirational in a lot of ways to see, you know, how these people overcome challenges and how well they're doing and how they're driving their business. And I think there's nothing more beneficial than actually getting firsthand knowledge from somebody that you can go and speak to and say, you did this, or how did you handle this, or what did you find here? And I think that's one of the big benefits of the meetup concept.
But how incredible is it that pretty much the same problems exist across all industries? I don't believe Richard and I have a saying that business is business is business. It doesn't matter what it is. The same problems can exist in an IT business as it can in a plumbing business or in a face cream business or a manufacturing business. You've still got the same issues, and coming together like that is what we would term as a mastermind group. So having a mastermind group, which you don't have to pay for, this is just, it's like answers on tap. It's just fundamentally the best way to do business, as far as I'm concerned.
I think probably part of it too is that it's important that, you know, like I said, as the group's you know, gone over the time, we've seen that certain people have come in and you know, they've worked with the group and others haven't. I mean, in your experience and, you know, the groups that you do run, I mean, people that are coming in that actually want to make a success of it, I mean, you know, what sort of strategy should they be adopting? I mean, is it a case of just coming along and sitting in the background and not saying anything, or should they, you know, try and speak up and, you know, make sure everybody knows who they are? I mean, what sort of strategies do you find are working for the people that are there on a regular basis?
Richard, you handle that one. That's a good question.
What I was going to say is that it obviously helps if you actually speak up and have a chat, because we've actually had breakfast meetings before, and someone would walk in, they'd sit there, they'd eat their breakfast the whole time, and they'd walk out the end without saying a single word. I think there was one guy once, and he just said, "See you later." That was it. That was the only thing he said, and I thought, who knows whether or not that guy actually got anything out of it. I hope he did, just from listening in. But the amount that the people that actually speak up, like, one of the most powerful things is when somebody brings a challenge to the table. And that's what we love, is when somebody walks in and goes, "Guys, if it's okay, I'd love to discuss such and such today." And then that directs the conversation of the whole breakfast. And it's a really powerful process. And quite often you might be surprised at some of the insights that you can get from people in all sorts of different industries. Nothing to do with IT or nothing to do with whatever business you might be in, but just hearing the challenges or the ideas or, you know, the things that other people have done in their businesses, you can learn a lot from that. So I think some of the keys is that you want to, number one, be open. And there's actually a real trick, is that when you hear somebody else doing something incredible in their business, rather than thinking, "Oh, I can't do that because that's a plumber doing that," or "That's a manufacturing business," or whatever it might be, you actually have to ask yourself the question, "How can I do that in my business?" And you have to look at how you can adapt these things and bring these strategies in and actually use them in your own businesses.
And I'll add to that, Richard, if I could.
Sure. Go for it.
My advice would be don't go with an agenda, go with an outcome. So go to these meetings, not with your own agenda to push, but with an outcome, and set that intention of an outcome from that meeting. Now, it's going to take an hour and a half, maybe an hour of your time that you're giving up to go to this breakfast meeting and have some nice eggs and bacon. It's not about the eggs and bacon. It's about the outcome that comes from the eggs and bacon or the coffee that you might have. It's all about the outcome. Now, you've got to be careful that your outcome doesn't override everything and you start to form your agenda onto the table. You want to make sure that you're subtle with it and that you get what you truly want. And that might be just you set an agenda in the morning or in the evenings, whatever these meetups are, you set an agenda, an outcome that you might just want to meet one person that can lead you down a certain path that you're struggling with at the moment. And I can pretty much guarantee you, if you set your outcome prior to going to any of these events, and this is actually true in life in general, set your outcome first and you will get what you want. So it's more important that if you're giving up an hour and a half of your time where you could be earning income by either fixing someone's computers, doing some house calls, selling some product to somebody, if you're losing that hour and a half, then make sure there's some outcome for you. It might be that there's a four-week outcome, that within 4 weeks of doing this, that I will have a person that can work with me, and or I could work with them and we could do business together. It might be as simple as that. If you want to take it down to the individual, like I would pretty much set, and Richard's the same, set our outcomes prior to going to the event. So I don't go in with any agenda. And somebody once said to me, David, we should have a set agenda for the meeting and post that out to everybody and tell them all what's going to happen and what we're going to be talking about. And I said, yeah, but that would take all the spontaneity out of it and it'd take all the fun out of it. And if it didn't suit you for the evening, you wouldn't show or for the morning, you just wouldn't show up. You might miss out on a little golden nugget just by showing up on that morning. So I think it's important that take that it's not about your agenda. It's about your outcome always. And that's in business, in all businesses.
Okay, so obviously, you know, the things that I see, you know, for most people is firstly, it's effectively, you know, there's no cost. I mean, you pay just for the meal, but again, you know, there's lots and lots of groups and meetup that you can join in and get involved with. It's really just a commitment of time, and I think it's a matter of also finding a group that you have synergy with, and perhaps part of it too is the fact that you to achieve things, you need to push yourself out of your comfort zone, you know, and a lot of cases, talking to people in the same industry or who do the same thing or people you know all the time, they're not necessarily going to push you out of that comfort zone or challenge you or expose you to new ideas. And this is probably where a big benefit of this sort of meetup group is, because, you know, some of these people here do very, very diverse, and you would never come across them in, you know, the normal walks of life. And I think that's, again, a very, very important part, and it can be very challenging initially, but you know, is that what you guys are sort of, you're aiming for? Getting this nice diversity of people and they're all sharing ideas. There is a, like I said, a commonality like you talk about, but at the end of the day, it's that diversity that really gives the group the vibe, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. No, we've never ever set an agenda of, or we've never ever said we only want this type of person or this type of industry to be there. What we're actually more interested in is the attitude of the people that is coming. And that's the one thing which it's I guess if there was one rule of the group, is that we want to keep it into a positive group of people that actually want to move forward with their businesses. And if that's what people want, then they're welcome to come and join us. And yeah. That's the key. And yeah. It's actually interesting. We've got probably around 100 people have actually been through the group, and so for some people it just simply doesn't fit them, and they'll come once and maybe come twice, but a lot of people won't come back, and that's fine. We're totally fine with that, because what we're actually interested in is the people that come along and then fall in love with the group, and then the people that are regulars. That's what we really want, and it's just formed this really powerful mastermind group of entrepreneurs who are all in totally different businesses, but all of them want the same outcome, which is make more money and have a great life.
So I guess we should tell them at this point what that meetup's called, Richard. Would that sure. be, and how to actually find it? Because if you're in Sydney, now, by the way, these are all over the world. So if you're listening to this podcast, you can go onto meetup.com, and anywhere in the world, you could find a group that would actually suit your particular industry or your particular needs. It doesn't have to be in business, by the way. It can be meditation. It could be the macrame. It could be, I don't know, napkin folding, making this up. It could be hairdressing. It could be how to pierce ears. I don't know. There's meetups for every range. But we particularly run one in Sydney, and it's near our office, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, we call it the Lane Cove Entrepreneurs Club, and I'm pretty sure if you Google it, it'll just pop up as one of the top results there. But it's the Lane Cove Entrepreneurs Club, or you'd quite easily just find it on the Meetup site.
And everybody's welcome.
And I think the other thing too is apart from that, and you guys have already done that, but you know, people can start their own meetup group. I mean, even I started my own little meetup group, and it obviously hasn't had the same success as you guys have. But the aim is again, it attracts a different crowd, and it's in my local area, and like I said, it's not far to travel. But again, I see this as being a huge benefit as a time to take away from your business. Now, you know, in the IT business, something's always broken, or something's always breaking, or something always needs fixing. And again, we don't tend to take the time out to, you know, work on the business. And here's an opportunity, like on a regular basis, like you've done, which is, again, part of the success, I think, is that you can say, right, you know, this is the time period I'm dedicating to thinking about my business, talking about it with other people who are doing the same sort of thing and sharing these ideals. Now, I think the secret to it is a lot of people see networking groups as a way to go in and sell. They see it as a selling group. You know, I'm going to sell my product and I'm going to get converts and that's what I'm going to do. I think that the real secret probably is you need to go to these groups with the aim of helping everybody else. If you do that, then you're likely to get helped yourself. I mean, is that a fair comment?
Oh, well, yeah, totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Don't go in and try it and sell to everybody on the first date. You're not going to take someone, you're not going to go and meet a girl in a nightclub and take her to bed the first night. Well, you might do if you're that good.
You might.
You might. I'm the rocket man. I can do anything I like. But you're not going to do that. You're going to be delicate. You're going to woo them. You're going to form a relationship, and then eventually you might do some business with them. But if you go into these groups with your agenda to get work out of there instantly, you'll just stand out like a sore thumb. Now, this is our group we're talking about. We don't know, and Robert, your group is the same as ours. We don't actually like that to go on there, but there might be other groups out there that is just what we call a sell fest, where everybody gets in and it's a free-for-all to grab as many cards as you possibly can and give away as many referrals as you possibly can and screw everybody out of the way and then move on to the next one. And there's a name that we call these people, and it's called the trollers, and they troll through these meetup groups, just getting as much as they can out of each group, sucking the life out of every group. And we picked them a mile away. And Robert, you would have seen them come through your group. And they don't last long. They try it. They come in. They know there's nothing there for them. So they just move on to the next one and try and suck the life out of the next one.
I think that's that's the thing that's amazed me, you know, about the meetup groups is how many people join your meetup group, but then how few people of those actually turn up to an event that you run. It's just why? I can't understand it.
But I've never worked that out. And Rich and I really don't talk about it. We're about 98 members on our site. And, we haven't seen 98 people. There's some people there that have joined 150 groups. How can you have 150 breakfasts or 150 drinks? I suppose people can, but I just wouldn't have the time to go to 150 groups. Yeah. We're members of a couple of groups only, and they're very selective groups that meet our needs and our wants and our synergies that we want between people. And we're very specific about who we want to go and meet up with. And also, who comes to our group? So we set a very clear intention on that first day in that cafe when Richard and I were having breakfast. We set a clear intention of the type of person, not the industry, as Richard said earlier, not the industry that they're in. It was the type of person in their mindset. That's all we were interested in. We wanted people to come to that room and give to the group, sometimes take from the group, get inspired, be inspired, give inspiration, but also have fun. and be able to sit there and be your own person. Be the person that who you really should be, not somebody you're trying to portray in business. Because quite often, if you're going to do cold calling, and this basically, and if you're going to a meetup group for the first time, it's almost like a cold call, but it's a much warmer environment usually when you show up there. And they're always welcoming as far as we can see. But if you were to go and do a cold call to a client, a new client, to try and get some business out of them, you might put on a facade or you might put on a personality that isn't exactly who you are. So you might not drop the F word, or, you know, not that you have to drop the F word, but you can tell I'm being who I am today. I'm not anyone but David Hall. This is who I am normally, and this is the way we should always be. So why put up a facade when you go and do a cold call? Be yourself, connect with somebody, and use that same process whenever you go to any meetup groups or any type of network and event. Just be yourself, and that's a huge clue to actually making a lot of money in life. That if you can be yourself all the time, and the people connect with you, they don't connect with necessarily your product or service, they'll connect with you. And if they like you and they connect with you, your product's just secondary to them. And it's not, and here's another big clue, you don't have to make it about price then. You don't have to make it about the price warring that's going on. You sell yourself as who you really are, that you are. If you're an IT genius like Richard, or you're a great salesman like myself, or an inspiring person that can actually lead and get people to commit, then that's who you should be all the time. And do you agree with that? I'll put that back to Robert.
I think that
in the meetups.
Yeah, I think the thing is like I said, I think that, you know, again, depending on your background, you know, some people are natural salesmen and some people are natural technicians and managers, and it's harder for them to obviously, you know, to be more outgoing, which you need to do. So for my side of the coin is that, you know, going to these sort of groups, it again, moves you out of your comfort zone. You have to be engaging. And as Richard mentioned, you know, you do have to be able to let people know who you are and what you do, you know, in a subtle way, obviously. But again, at the end of the day, you're looking there to grow your business, you know. I mean, sure, it's good to take advice, but here's an opportunity where you're in front of, you know, a dozen other people, other businesses, who chances might be is they either need your services or may know someone who needs your services. Here's an opportunity that you can make yourself known in a comfortable and, you know, friendly environment, as David's mentioned. You need to jump on that opportunity, you know, because, again, to an extent, it's a captive audience, and they've made the same effort as you have to come to this breakfast. So, you know, you're all at more or less the same level. You've made this commitment to each other to turn up and you know, be part of this group. So you need to take advantage of it. There's the way I see it.
Yeah. I'll just throw in something at this point. We've been talking a lot about meetup.com. We get nothing for this. They're not paying us to plug the meetup.com. It's not a self-fest for them. This is just us sharing with you guys the opportunity that is out there. Because when we found it, when we were looking for an opportunity to put some people together, it just sort of arrived, didn't it? It was on your computer. Yeah. Things happen when you get clear about what you want. And it came to us via Richard's computer and sat on there. And he said, what about this? What about this meetup thing? And I said, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Not sure if it's for us. But we investigated and went, yeah, you know what? This could be exactly. Why don't we just try it? And it went nuts, didn't it?
It was just the first moment. Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. I remember it took us about an hour to create the group. And we were so excited about it. We're putting photos up and writing our description and getting everything all set up. And we pushed the button, and I'll tell you guys one thing. If you're creating your own group, you're going to be a little bit disappointed when you push the post button, because it takes about 5 or 6 days for the group to actually go live. But when it does go live, that's when it gets exciting. So we waited, and finally we get this email that our group had been announced. And within days, the group was just filling up rapidly. Like, it was like every hour or two, another member's joining. And I remember we were looking at our first event, which we had scheduled. We had 27 people RSVP'd saying that they were going to come along, and we thought, oh yeah, there'll only be about five of them, you know, they won't rock up, we'll only get about five. But we had 24 people come along to that. There's only three people that didn't show.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very exciting thing.
We only had 30 spots. The cafe owner said, look, you can have an area that'll take 30 people. We said, yeah, that's plenty, we won't get more than 30 people. But on the first event to get 24 people, it was just mind-blowing. I thought I was going to tear up and cry because I was so excited by it and so overwhelmed by the response of people wanting to come and just share some time with us. Mm. That's pretty much what it was. It was sharing some time.
So yeah. I think that the way I see it is too, is, you know, you've tried the other networking, you've tried the chamber events, you've tried, you know, some of the other meet and greet sort of things. And I've always felt that they've been a little bit forced. They've been, you know, you've sort of walked in the front door and you've been very conscious of who you are and what you are. And you feel like it's a case of that you need to approach somebody and you know, what's your business? What's my business? That's the standard repartee. But perhaps the thing is, the difference there is that they're maybe not entrepreneurs, they're not business owners, they're just, you know, part of a business. Whereas the group that you've created, again, you've targeted specifically at entrepreneurs and business owners, and that's proved to be really, you know, really, really attractive. So part of the difference, I think, in the group that I created is I just call mine a business networking group, you know, very boring, but you guys call yours an entrepreneurs group. And it's amazing, like I said, the resonance that that seems to have rather than just a normal business networking group. So I think that's part of the secret as well. And I think that's where you've done really well is that that word entrepreneur really does have a huge resonance. It's amazing.
It does. It does. And people... I believe that every person in business is an entrepreneur. You don't have to be a Richard Branson to be an entrepreneur. Every person that's taken the plunge to get into business for themselves, I believe, is an entrepreneur because it takes guts. It takes willpower. It takes getting yourself out of bed. No, you haven't got a boss to kick your ass anymore. You're your own ass kicker. You got to get yourself out of bed and get to work. You got to beat the streets. That takes guts, and that's the true entrepreneur spirit that I believe in. I've always been an entrepreneur, and Rich has always been an entrepreneur. Even though we had jobs in our very early years, when we're 16 to 19, of course you've got to have jobs. I was trained as a plumber. However, I always had the entrepreneurial spirit that wanted to leap out and build a massive business. And fortunately today, we're now, Rich and I are both in business together, and between us, what have we got, about seven, eight businesses between us, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, being an entrepreneur is actually human nature. I mean, if you go back to the caveman days, everyone was an entrepreneur. If you didn't go out and do something that day which created a result, then you didn't eat any dinner. If you didn't go out, spear a kangaroo or whatever you had to do back in those days, you didn't eat dinner. And it's this part of our human nature is that entrepreneurial spirit, but it actually gets beaten out of us as we grow up and we get sort of caught up in the whole education system and all of that, and we get sort of turned into these employees. But anyone that's had the guts to go out and start up their own business, then that's the entrepreneur coming out.
I take my hat off to all of you, every single one that goes through the same pain that everyone else goes through, but the same glory and the same laughter and the same excitement. Making your first dollar in business is wonderful. Making your first 100,000 in business is wonderful. But making your first million, I remember when we cracked the first million, we were at $980,000 as a turnover business this was. And we're talking turnover. And I said, we've got to make it. And we didn't make the extra turnover to get us past to the 1 million that year. So I said, that's it. Next year, we're going to do $2 million. And I forced everything to get to the $2 million because I was so unhappy with myself or so disappointed, if you like. I've got very high standards of what I want in business and where I want to go. And I set my goals for to double it, and we did. And we just continued to double it. In fact, we doubled that business profits and turnover 5 years in a row. It was just fantastic just by getting up and having a go. But let's just go back a little bit there, Robert, to mention the style of meetups and your one and our one. And we actually run two of them. One is in the northwest of Sydney. Now, the one in the northwest of Sydney, whilst it's still called an entrepreneurs meetup, entrepreneurs club, it hasn't got quite the same energy. Now, it comes down to where you place your meetup. So you need to do a little bit of research as to where you're going to hold your meetings. Now, the one that that Lane Cove that we do is just fantastic, and that's a very central part of Sydney, and a lot of people travel through that area to get to their businesses in town, and we pick them up on the way through on a nice breakfast. It's a wonderful place to be. However, the one at Norwest, not quite as good. Not so many people coming through that town. Most people are either coming to their workplace and they get there at 5 to 9 before they're about to start, and then just go straight up and start working. So it's just be careful where you set up. If you're thinking of going and setting up a meetup group for yourself, just do a little bit of research of the area and where might be the best place to position your group to give it the best chance of actually succeeding. Because you don't want to just show up and have breakfast by yourself. You can do that anywhere. You want to set the intention to meet up with some wonderful entrepreneurs. And whilst we set up our intention to do that, sometimes the area and the demographics might not work for us. And if that's the case, then you need to do something about it. The worst thing you can do is continue to do the same thing and get the same result if it's not working towards the positive or more money or better lifestyle. That's just insane. If it's not working for you, stop it, change it, fix it, move it, tweak it, do whatever you need to do. And I'm talking very broad here. I'm not just talking about meetup groups. I'm talking about everything in business. We are the business wealth builders. Richard and I make businesses work. We come in and overhaul, if you like, and make your business become more profitable or more time, whatever it might be for yourself. And that's got to happen in everything you do. If it's not working, don't do it. If I'm getting fat, then I've got to do something about that. I've got to start walking. If I'm walking too much and getting too skinny, I've got to stop that and eat more. It's just simple philosophies that you put in life and business, and you can take that into your meetup groups as well.
I think part of it too is that, I think once you get into business, and like I said, you know, you make your first dollar, and then it's all great, and then, you know, you get all the issues, and you get all the struggles, and all the things that you really don't like doing but need doing, and I think it can become a very lonely environment, because typically your family, aren't entrepreneurs, and people you associate with day to day probably don't run their own business. You may have a peer group, you know, of the industry that you're in, but they're all focused on talking about the industry or the bits and the bytes in our case. Again, I think it's so refreshing, or it's so, engrossing to be able to go and be with a group of like business owners. You know, they own a business. That's the thing that's in common. Mm. And again, you can say, look, this has cost me a fortune, or why has this gone up, or the economy's down, or, you know, that sort of thing. And you can share that, and you get that simpatico, and people can say, yeah, look, I understand exactly what you're going through, or I went through that, or, you know, this is what I did to get around it. And I think that, again, opens up a huge, a huge new opportunity, a load off your shoulders to come and say, look, you know, I just feel so much better being around people. There are other people like me. I'm not all out there alone. And I think, you know, that's the key to it that I found is again, if you make that initial step, if you take that initial risk and do find these people, the payouts and the rewards are just astronomical, because again, these people are very much like you. They're focused, they're, you know, charged, they've got great networks, you know, they're really keen, and you help them as much as they help you. So I think that's what's been a big benefit.
Look, being an entrepreneur, or just if you just want to, if you're not comfortable calling yourself an entrepreneur, you're a businessman or you're a businesswoman. I was very uncomfortable years and years ago because I thought an entrepreneur was Richard Branson. You had to be multi-billionaire to be an entrepreneur, but it's not true. But it is a lonely place to be an entrepreneur. Now, I didn't want to be alone in business, so I formed a business that employed staff. And I had up to 38 staff that were helping me do some things around the place. So I like to have people around me for that support. So the meetup groups are very good for me. Whereas Richard, on the other case, you do it without staff, don't you? Because you're in IT.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've done a lot of things alone. So I've actually a lot of IT people will relate to that, taking a lot of responsibility for getting everything done. So it's been a big part of the way I've run my business. But what I'm actually loving about this whole meetup thing is the amount of networking and people that we're actually meeting is just brilliant. And there's a point I want to come back to, which Robert mentioned before, and that was about if you're going to come along to one of these groups, you want to come along as a contributor. And the point which I wanted to make on that is that there's a law called the law of reciprocation, and that if you give first, then you shall receive. And it's one of the most powerful things. If you're going to go along to one of these things, one of these meetup groups, if you go along and think, what can I give to the group? How can I contribute? That's when it will pay you back in tenfold for your efforts. And it's a brilliant environment to.
I would think also too. Yeah, exactly right. But I think the thing is that there's a difference here. Is that you can go and you can contribute in inverted commas, and that perhaps becomes a sales pitch. But I think part of it also is the people that are there. You need to say, oh, hang on. That person says they need that sort of help, or this person mentioned that they may need the services of somebody that I know that could fill that role. So I think part of it is that you need to be aware of, you know, what people are actually after, what people need, not just, you know, giving stuff or business cards out or whatever free. You think, you know, hang on, I know a contact who'd be really good and really help them get to the next level in their business. And you know, in a lot of cases, one of the reasons that, you know, I like to provide to my community, my peers, is because when I started out in business, it was very lonely. You know, finding help and assistance at a technical level was a tough job. And again, I never would like someone else to go through that. So I look at it and say, well, hang on, this person here might need some help with their computer, or, you know, this technology that I know a bit about. I might just have to give them two little pieces of information, and that could take them to the next level, and off they go. And hopefully, as Richard says, someone else could then, you know, maybe able to contribute that back to me. So again, I think it's more than just going in there and giving stuff and you know, just general stuff. I think part of it is you really need to get in there and, you know, give something that people will see, you know, that they will use as value.
Yeah, you need to become a great listener. That's the real key.
Yeah, and that's important, Richard, because sometimes it's okay to come in and just sit there and listen, maybe contribute a little bit, maybe hand your card out at the end of the day and go and come back the next time. And then you've learned something for that time, just listening. Maybe you're just weighing everybody up and saying, okay, well, what does he do? What does he do? What does he do? What does she do? Okay, wonderful. She lives there. Oh, excellent. You've got an overview. You don't have to go in and actually, we don't want to scare people off these things. You can just go into these places and just be quiet. You don't have to. You can contribute just by listening.
But I think probably too that the secret to it is what I believe is the secret is consistency. And that's why I go regularly, you know, as regularly as I can. You know, the thing is that, like you said, you're not going to be able to go for one or two meetings and then suddenly everybody's going to be throwing you business. You know, they need to see you there for a long time. People like dealing with people they know, and building up that, you know, relationship and that sort of thing from walking into the group as a cold call, as you mentioned earlier on, takes time. It just doesn't happen overnight. Everybody's a bit skeptical and everybody's a bit wary and, you know, all that sort of stuff. You've got to break down those barriers. And to me, consistency is the key to it.
Yeah, you'll notice something very unique about our meetup, and there's not a lot of these meetups around like the ones that we run. We run ours weekly. We set this intention right at the beginning. Richard and I were coming to this cafe. We said, we'll just come weekly. If nobody shows up, we'll just still be here, the two of us. So we just set that intention, and by setting that intention that we'll be here weekly anyway, people just show up. They know we're going to be there. By putting it out monthly, that's fair enough, and that's fine, because people might not have enough time, and some people do come every 2 weeks or every month, but mostly we have a regular group every single week because they get so much out of that meetup, and it's another good start to the day or to the week that they can use for the rest of the week to implement any of the strategies that they've taken away. Now, if we blew this out to monthly, we might lose some connections between each other. So we formed very fast relationships, or very strong and fast relationships with people, because it became weekly, to the point where in the second week we're hugging and kissing girls on the side of the face and welcoming everybody in. I don't do it to the men, of course. I haven't done it to you yet, Robert, have I?
Oh, I'll make you do it next week for sure, now that you've mentioned it. So I look forward to that.
Oh, it starts with a hug. That's what it starts with. But it's always a good time. Whenever we see the friendly faces of Robert or any of the other group members that come through that door, it's just, wow. I've got a great saying: if we build it, they will come. And it's from the movie with Kevin Costner, where he built that enormous baseball stadium.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, and the ghosts would come, and the people came. And I watched that movie, and a lot of people said that was the worst movie of all time. But for me, I looked at that and said, yes, that's exactly what it is. If you build it, they will come. If you build a great company, a great culture behind your business, and a great message behind your business, they will come. You won't have to work so hard in business. So when you go to these meetup groups, if you've got a good message and you can share that message with them about your business, then they will follow you and they'll want to do any business with you. So we do a very unique thing there, Robert, and it's the 30-second elevator pitch where if there's someone new comes into the group, we all get into a 30-second elevator pitch, and that means you've got to say within 30 seconds, you've got to be able to say what your business does and its benefits. And everyone gets timed on it, don't they? And some make it like in 14 seconds, others take the 29 seconds, but you've got to be able to do your elevator pitch. So it's called the elevator pitch because you've got 30 seconds in an elevator. You've got to be able to tell someone how good your business is, what the benefits are about the business, and exactly what it does. And that's a really powerful thing that you can do in your meetup groups. And that just gets everybody united on what they do. We don't do that all the time, of course.
No, but I think, again, part of it is I'm always surprised. And I still don't consider myself well enough at doing it. But I'm still surprised by so many people that I know. You say, okay, here's your 30-second elevator pitch. Tell me about your business. And they stumble and they come and they haven't thought about it. And, again, it's something that, in this situation, these meetup groups, it makes you practice it. You've got to perform it before an audience. If you can do it in a safe environment where people that you know and you deal with, it's going to make it much easier when you do need to present it to someone who you may actually be pitching business to. So, again, I think we come back, for me, is this comfort zone thing, being put on the spot and made to do these sort of things. I mean, it's not outlandish, but it definitely has helped, and it definitely does drive you to that next level. And because you're sharing it with a group of people who are trying to achieve the same level, it's much easier to do.
Absolutely. You're sharing. The key there is you're sharing in a safe environment. Even though you're out of your comfort zone, maybe, you're still sharing in a comfort zone. And I think that is the key of creating a wonderful environment for people to come and have breakfast, is make it feel right. We were just sharing the other day on the last meetup group, and Robert, you'll agree, and Richard and I spoke about it afterwards. And when we were talking about a negative connotation about security around computers, the room was dropping. Could you feel that, Robert?
Oh, definitely. Look, I think it's, and I think the thing is, you do have to mention these sort of things never, but I think the benefit that a personality like yourself brings to the in-group, and also, Richard as well, is the fact is, okay, well, enough negative talk, let's keep it positive. And I know that, a lot of cases you've had a hard Monday, or you've had a hard week, and why should I go? And, it's a pain in the ass getting up this early, and da-da-da-da-da. But I must admit that at the end of the morning there, you feel so much better. You feel lifted up, and it's because, again, part of your guys' focus is to have the positive. Let's keep out the negative rays. Let's just focus on the positive. And this day and age, that can be a very rare thing, especially in your own business. You tend to be that sort of negative side, especially when you get take a few whacks or something. It can be very hard to lift yourself out of the doldrums.
Look, I think we're all taking whacks in the face every day as an entrepreneur. I don't think a day goes past that Rich and I don't get a few uppercuts and a few right hooks in the face, because not physically, I'm talking metaphorically here.
Well, that's what happens when you hug men, I tell you.
Oh, remind me not to hug you. You got some arms on you. You might, yeah. But we don't believe that we're going to get through a day without some sort of little problem. Like, it's just crazy. We're not stupid. We know there's going to be a little problem arise. We just have the mindset to be able to keep going through those problems to the other side, because on the other side, it's so much greater. And that's what we want to create in those meetup groups on that Tuesday morning. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, is even through the winter, we went right through winter, and sometimes it was minus like 2 degrees, raining. Fortunately, I was on a cruise ship in the Pacific at the time when that hit. So luckily, I wasn't there. But the numbers dropped, didn't they, Richard?
Absolutely. They dropped down. We were getting about 6 or 7 people for a few weeks, and it was just freezing cold. And it was like, I was struggling to get out of bed myself some of those mornings, but it just, look what's going on now as we're coming into spring and the group is just, it's just going nuts. I mean, we're getting, it's funny, like at one point we'd have, let's say we had 15 registered, we might get 10 show up. Now we have 9 registered and we're getting 14 and 15 people showing up, and it's people, people are just showing up without even registering. And anyone who's listening out there who wants to come, please do register, because we do name tags. But it's just funny watching how the, how it's turned just with the weather changing.
But the good thing is that it's all free. Like, you don't have to pay any money to register for our group or for any group. They're all, well, there are paid ones. So I have to clarify. There are some paid groups, as in you will pay a fee, a yearly fee to join them. We said, let's make it all free and let's have no agenda and let's just have it. Let's ask the cafe owner to reduce his costs. If we put bulk people in there. And so he said, okay, I'll do you a, what normally would be a $30 breakfast, I'll do you a $15 breakfast, which is superb. I mean, the breakfast down there is incredible. And I'll throw a coffee in for free. And we said, wow, how good is this? Everything's aligning. All the stars are aligning for us. This must be a good thing. And it just works. But ours is unpaid, so we don't charge for you to come down there. You just pay for your own breakfast, which is your $15. And there's a lot of them like that. And a lot of them are also in the evenings and on weekends. And some of them do maybe monthly events where it's just everybody goes to one big room and there might be 100 people in there. And it might be almost like a seminar style or a workshop style meetup group. So there's all these different ranges of types of groups that you can go to.
I think the thing is that I suppose the big takeaway that I find is that, you know, a lot of IT people and a lot of businesses these days overlook the power of the networking and the social networking and all those sort of things. And here's a prime example of, you know, effectively a free service, and look at the benefits that you're achieving. And again, it was all ad hoc. It was all organized, you know, off the cuff and, you know, done through an internet site and all that sort of stuff. And look at the results that you're getting. And again, it comes down to the people, but again, it just shows you what is out there if you're willing to have a look and then give it a go. I think, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and our advice, if there's anything you get out of this this podcast, this conversation, is give everything a go. Just have a go. This is Australian way. Have a go at doing something. Have a go if you're in another country. I'm not sure where these go out to, but if they're going all around the world, just have a go, guys. There can't be anything any harm done in having a go. And that means testing something. If it doesn't work for you, change it. We call it testing and measuring. And we're testing and measuring in everything we do, whether it's our marketing, whether it's how to acquire clients online, offline, sales letters, whatever we're doing with our businesses. And we're doing our marketing, there's a testing and measuring. So if you like, meetup groups could be just a test and measure for us. We're testing and measuring what's happening all the time. Did that work? No, that didn't work. Okay, well, let's not talk about that again, because that really depressed the room. Okay, that was a measure. The room got depressed. Okay, let's raise the roof on this place. Let's bring in some music. We played didgeridoos once. Remember that? We filmed. If you look on the meetup group there, you'll see that we actually filmed two of us, Vic and I, were playing didgeridoos, and we had everybody clanging glasses and banging on the tables. And it was just, it's got nothing to do with business. It's got to do with having some fun. And
I think you're right. I think part of it is you know, too many times in too many businesses, you get too involved in things and you miss, you know, or, you know, the sunshine, or you miss the breeze or whatever. And part of the meetup group, the good part of that is, again, meeting other people who can, you know, show you that the world is a far different place from what you may think it is, cloistered behind your desk and cloistered behind your PC.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I think that we're sort of drawing towards the end of our time here, and we want to obviously, you know, be respectful of everybody's time, and you know, I said let you guys get away, and thank you very much for your contribution. But what we'll do is, before we do that, we'll let you both, you know, basically round off, give us your summary of your thoughts, or pass on any, you know, tips or tricks or what you'd like people to take away. So why don't we throw over to Richard to give us a bit of a summary and his thoughts on the discussion.
Sure thing. Sure thing. I think the biggest point to take away from this is that despite living in a really high-tech world, it's really important to still keep that human connection with people. And doing something like Meetup or something where you're actually interacting with people regularly and just having that human touch all the time is such a brilliant way to grow your business. And especially just getting support from other people and other like-minded people out there is incredibly powerful. And I think that's the key point is don't hide behind your keyboard. Get out there and meet some people. And, that's my tip.
Excellent. All right, David.
Oh, sorry, I was so engrossed in what you were saying. It was so good. That was awesome. Sorry about that. I would say craft your message and then tell as many people as you possibly can. Craft your message of what your business is about and then go out and tell as many people. And if I could cry from the tops of roofs, I would. If I could ring the bells, if I could yell out to what we do, I would do it because I'm so passionate about what we do. And I know Richard's there with me 100%. And this is what we do nonstop. And this is another way of telling, I guess, letting people inside who we really are. Be yourself, craft your message, and tell as many people as you possibly can.
Okay, well, I think probably to round it all off, I think if people do want to get in touch with you or obviously do want to become part of the meetup groups we're involved with, how do they go about doing that?
Probably the best place is the website, isn't it, Richard? Because we've got the calendar of the meetup groups on there. Yep. You can see on there. So just go to Business Wealth Builders with an S, so businesswealthbuilders.com.au.
Yeah.
Or if you want to, just email david@therocketman.com.au. There's a reason they call me the Rocket Man because we put insane energy into business to get them moving. And once they're moving, we don't need as much energy to keep them going, but put some strategies into your business and put a rocket up there.
Excellent. Well, like I said, I think we'll take this opportunity from the audience to thank both of you guys very much for giving us some time this evening and obviously away from your families. And again, I think there's been a huge amount of positive business information, and like I said, I brought these guys on because I think they've done a fantastic job in creating the meetup group that I'm involved with, and every week I do get more benefit out of it each and every time I attend. So my takeaway on this is again, go to meetup.com, do a search for a group in your local area and basically get involved with it, and there are plenty of options out there for you to grow your business because there are so many other people looking to do the same thing. So again, see that opportunity and take it and spend some time out there actually meeting and greeting people. So with that, I'll round it off for another episode of the Need to Know podcast. Thank you very much for listening. This podcast has been brought to you by the SharePoint and Office 365 Operations Guide. For more information, visit www.wssops.com. To provide feedback on this podcast, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.